This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've been watching cable news even a little bit the past couple of weeks, you might have spotted a whole lot of Toyotas in videos coming out of Afghanistan. Thanks in part to their reputation for durability, Toyotas have been the vehicles of choice for the Taliban and other groups for decades now, which, looking at the world the way that we do around here, had us pondering what the events in Afghanistan might mean for the Toyota brand. Utpal Dholakia is a professor of marketing at Rice University. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So if I'm a brand manager at Toyota and I see all these pictures on cable news of Taliban running around in my cars and Jeeps, how worried am I?
Not much. So this issue with Taliban and Toyota has been around for 20 years. And in all this time, Toyota has done really well, despite its connection with the Taliban, the ISIS, and all kinds of terror groups.
Still, though, is this one of those, you know, the only bad publicity is no publicity? Is that where we are?
So let's talk a little bit about negative product placement, right? This is a situation when the brand really has no control over who uses it and how they use it. And Toyota is a pretty rich brand with a lot of positive associations and a huge base of loyal customers. So in some sense, it is insulated from some negative publicity over which it has no control.
Are there other examples? I mean, Toyota is obviously, you know, top of mind because of the Taliban, but there have to be others out there.
Yes. For example, Osama bin Laden had a great fondness for Coke, you know, Coca-Cola.
Huh.
And then there was this really interesting story of this Norwegian mass murderer who preferred to wear Lacoste shirts he was in the courtroom, you know. So this list goes on and on.
Is there a tipping point where consumers actually do click in and say, you know what, I saw XYZ, so I'm not going to buy that product?
The issue is of the brand kind of controlling the action. One example is Gab, and then another one is Parler. Both these social media platforms were kind of started with the idea of freedom of speech and allowing people to say whatever they wanted to say, you know? And then these platforms come to be associated with things like conspiracy theories and insurrections and things like this, you know? And this is where you can argue that the brand is kind of much more closely associated with things that it can control, you know?
Yeah. So, all right. So just back to our starting example with Toyota, just as one last question here. I mean, so Toyota took some steps to try to make sure that new vehicles were not getting into Taliban's hands, right? Do companies have a responsibility to be proactive when they see this stuff?
They have responsibility to be proactive for sure, but there's only so much they can do, you know? So a lot of the actions that Toyota has taken because of its association with the Taliban is to do things like prevent the sale of new trucks for 1 year after someone buys it in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
To my mind, at least, this is more symbolic than substantial. You know, it creates this image that Toyota is doing something about it. But the question is, how much can a brand really do?
Right. And fundamentally, bad actors, whether it's the Taliban or anybody else, they're going to do what they're going to do.
Exactly. So they try to do small things which are clearly communicating where they stand.
Right. Right. Did Coca-Cola or Lacoste or any of those that are associated with some of the more unsavory characters in recent history, did they suffer at all from those associations?
Not in any measurable way. So again, Lacoste did something just like Toyota, which is they approached the police and the court authorities to try to get this mass killer to stop wearing their brand. But the effects are negligible. You know, there is something called as brand insulation, which is the fact that customers, especially loyal customers, kind of draw upon the goodwill that the brand has created for them. And kind of when adverse events happen like this, customers are willing to give brands a benefit of the doubt.
Right. Utpal Dholakia, he's a professor of marketing at Rice University. Thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
It was a pleasure talking with you, Kai. Thank you.